The second order is that the Mishnah said that b'mikdash oimeres Hashem kichsavoy u'b'medina b'kinuyav. So in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen would duchen, he would say the Shem Hashem kichsavoy, Rashi, Yudkei, and in the Medina, it was b'kinuyav, he would only say it b'alof dal. And what did the Yidden do when they heard the Shem Hashem, or when they heard the bracha? They would say, Baruch Shem, Kvoid Malchusay Lo'inava. The Tosfos Yontif, in Masechtas Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, he asks a Mayor de Gakasha. The Mishnah over there is discussing the viduyim that the Kohen Gadol said on Yom Kippur. Pasuk says, "Bala Yitzel Sar Hamishtaleach V'soy Mech Shtei Yadav Olavu Mesvade V'Kach Hayoymer Ano Hashem Avu Pashu Chatu V'Fenach Amcha Beis Yisrael Ano Bashem Kaprenol Avoynoitz V'Lapshoim V'Lachatoim She'Avu V'Shapashu V'Shachatu V'Fenach Amcha Beis Yisrael K'Kosav B'Tayrus Moshe Avdecha Ki Bayoym Modavring Azel Yichaper Aleichem L'Tar Reschem Mikol Chateisechem L'Fnei Hashem Titar." Talk to Mishnah with Danigin, Vakoyhanim, Va'omoim, the Bazaro, the Koyhanim and the Om that were in the Azaro, Kishahu Shoimim, Shame Hamafirish, when they heard the Shame Hamafirish, Yoitse, Shu Yoitse, Mipi Koyin Gadol. So what was their reaction? Hayu Koyrim, Umishtachavim, Vinoiflin, Alpineim, Va'omrim, Baruch Shame, Kavoid Machusoy, Loyalavat. So when they would hear the Shame, they would say Baruch Shame, Kavoid Machusoy, Loyalavat. But the Mishnah says they didn't just say Baruch Shame, Kavoid Machusoy, Loyalavat, but what they did was hayu koyrim umishtachavim v'noiflan al panei. Freak the Tosfos Yontif. Why is it that on Yom Kippur, when the Yidden heard the Shem HaMefoyer Shnyoitzim Yipi Koyin Gadol, they said Baruch Shem Kvayim Machus Alayim Avod, but also koyrim umishtachavim v'noiflan al paneim? Yet in the Mishnah in Soita, where the Mishnah says that the Kehanim, when they duchen, they would say the Shem Hashem Kichsovay, it doesn't mention that they were koyrim umishtachavim. Azoy freak the Tosfos Yontif. And the Tosfos Yontif says that maybe the pshat is v'ulai tam adavar k'mashach kosav hachocham ramoshe kardavero the Ramak, the Baal Tomei Devoir, b'soif avoydas yom ha-kippurim, at the end of his description of the avoyda on Yom Kippur, shebechol yoyim hoyu maskirim ha-koyhanim oysam b'birchas ha-koyhanim b'nokud alef dalet. So they, Kehanim, when they would be masked the Shem Hashem during the Duchening, they would say the Shem Havaya, but the Nekudas of the Shem Havaya were the Nekudas of the Aled Aled. U'b'yoyim zeh, but on Yom Kippur, hayo masker ben nikud cholim segel komet segel, and it's for that reason, could be it as a mova chashivus, and that's why the reaction has to be hayo koyrim u'mishtachavim v'noivlan alpaneim v'oimrim baruch shem kevoid malchusay loyim avad. But it's the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in Lechem Shamayim, he says, Yesh Shloimer are a different mahalach to Edson the Kash of the Tosfos Yontif. And that is, the Mishnah says, V'akoyhanim v'ha'am ma'oimdim ba'azara, kishayu shoimim shem ha'mefoyrish, shehu yoytze mipi koin gadol. And he brings b'shem Darizal, that Darizal said, that what's this lashon? The shem was yoytze mipi koin gadol, when the koin gadol said the shem Hashem. When the name of Hashem was Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol. So the Arizal said, because when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem Hashem on Yom Kippur, really he didn't say it. He didn't use his Kli HaDibur in order to utter the Shem Hashem. But rather the Shem Hashem was Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol. It was a bechina of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. That it literally came out by itself from the Kohen Gadol. And that's the diktuk, said the Arizal, K'shayushoymim Shem HaMefoyrish, Shehu Yoytze Mipi Kohen Gadol. And the Arizal said that the emes is, this Indian is Merumas and a Gemara. It's in the Gemara Masech to Soita, Taflam et Chesam Rav. The Gemara that we learned right in the beginning of the Sugya. The Gemara says that what's the Makar? That Birchas Koyanim is supposed to be with the Shem Hashem. Because the Pasuk says, Bechol HaMokoyim Asher Asker Eshmi Ovoy Eilecha Uveirachticha. Bechol Mokoyim Asher Asker Eshmi, every place of the Ebeshah that I'm going to mention my name, Ovoy Eilecha Uveirachticha. And this is the Makar that the Koyanim, when they duchen, were able to mention the Shem Hashem. So the Arizal said, and that means the grammar in the Pasuk is off. Bechol HaMokim Asher Tasker Eshmi. I'm not the one, the Ebeshter, that's saying the Shem Hashem. The Kehanim are the ones that are saying the Shem Hashem. So the Rizal said, Valdol lik the soid, that is an Indian that the Shem HaMefoyrish was Yoytze Mipikon Gadol. Now, to be clear, this Gemara is discussing the Birchas Kayanim for Nagan Seyor. That Rizal is talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, in this Pasuk of Bechol HaMokim Asher Asker Shmi, Ova Elecho said that Rizal, that's the remez, that's the hint to this Indian that the Kohen Gadol didn't use his clay hadibur, but rather it was kishayu shoyimim shem ha-mefoyrish shehu yoytze. It was yoytze mi'elov mi pi koyin gadol. But Al Kaponim says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's Pasha. That was Dafka the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But as it relates to the Kohanim that were always Duchenin, they didn't have that. As a result, the reaction had to be different. On Yom Kippur, when it's Shechina Medaberes B'teich Groinoi, Kaviyochel, you're hearing what the Yidden heard at Har Sinai, Anoichi V'lo Yilucho, Mipi Agvura Shamanim. That level of Hiskalus, Hoyu Koyrim U'mishtachav V'noifel and Alpaneim O'imrim. But as it relates to when they heard the Duchenin, that they heard Taka the Shem Avaya, and they heard it from the Kohanim, but it's not the same. And because it's not the same, it's not Mechayiv the same reaction. That's what Yaakov Emden's Teretz to the Tosfos Yontif's Kasha in Lechem Shemayim on the Mishnah and Masechtas Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, and that's the second Aharon.